Wow, I've been gone for way too long. I forgot about this podcast. I really did. But I walked away from all my social media stuff. I bet you guys never thought I'd hear that you'd hear my voice again. I thought I'd never do a podcast episode again, to be honest with you. I've been in a deep, dark place. Like, way bad. But let's get into it. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. I guess I gotta dust this thing off a little bit and just do it up, right? What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to a brand new episode of Nerd Alert. That is this podcast you're listening to. That's insane. That's insane, but it feels so damn good to say. Let me say that. It feels so damn good. Give me a hell yeah. Just wow. Like, wow. Almost 3 years. The last episode was a Monday transmission episode. It was in September of 21. It was like at that point in time we had moved. Trying to remember everything that happened back then. Like, I know we'd moved and I was switching companies and there was just a whole bunch of crap going on. And mentally I was beat down. Physically I was beat down. Physically I was coming back from a heart attack. I don't know if I explained that to you guys or not. I don't know if I told you guys about that. I had just a massive heart attack. At like 36 years old, I had a massive freaking heart attack. I was the youngest patient. That's right. The youngest patient to be on the cardiac unit of that hospital. And that, like, that whole thing of, like, sitting there and we couldn't figure out why it was happening at first. It took us a while to figure out why. It took us a little bit to fix it, to make it not do what it was doing. And we kind of got it evened out. Like, I still have to kind of play nice a little bit, even to this day. And ended up being left with AFib, arterial fibrillation. I can't really say it all that well, but arterial fibrillation, which is the upper and lower chambers of my heart kind of beating against each other, and the blood pools up in my heart, and it can cause, like, strokes and all this other fun, awesome stuff. So I will always have that aspect with my heart, unfortunately, and it's my own doing. Like, that is the crazy part, is that it is my own doing of why I had a massive heart attack. Part of it was working third shift of, you know, being up all night. All that's not great for your body. Your body naturally does not want to be up at third shift hours. And I was often very, very tired. So I'd reach for my beverage of choice, which was an energy drink. You know, pick your flavor. Pick your poison, if you will, in this case. Not going to say any brands or anything like that because I don't want that heat. And it's not necessarily that brand's fault of why I had a heart attack. But it was more the fact of how many I was consuming. And I would consume more than one a night. There was nights that I was 2 to 3 energy drinks a night. And we're talking big cans. And then I'd wash it down with my favorite pop. Where I'm from, it's called pop, not soda. But pop or soda, depending on where you're from. Which was I can't even say the color of it because that could be potential lawsuit. Which, again, not that company's fault, but I would follow it down. I was probably drinking easily a 2 liter of that a night, plus my 2 to 3 tall cans of energy drink. And the heart decided to give up because turns out caffeine is a freaking stimulant like cocaine is. The doctors in the hospital ask me, "You do a lot of cocaine?" And I go, "No, I've like never touched it. I screw around with weed, but that's it." And they're like, "No, you're definitely on, like, your heart is showing signs of heavy cocaine use." And I'm like, I work third shift and I drink a lot of energy drinks and then I wash it down with, you know, this pop slash soda. And they're like, you have more than enough caffeine in there to kill a pack of freaking elephants. Like, what the hell are you doing? I've never seen doctors freak out like that when I said how much caffeine I was on a day. And they're like, that's like the caffeine equivalent you're supposed to have in like 2 years. And you're on that in a day. I'm like, yeah, like, okay, it wasn't like necessarily 2 years. I'm exaggerating that a little bit, but it was a lot. Like, it was like multiple months worth I was consuming in like a day to try and stay awake. And the strangest thing is I'd come home after consuming all that and I'd sleep. It wouldn't even keep me up. I would sleep. And I'm like, I'd be able to get through my shift and function barely. And then I'd sleep. And for the longest time, I was feeling like this weird sensation in my chest of like butterflies in my chest, or as I described it, a fish flopping around in my chest. And I'd cough a couple of times and it'd go away. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm pushing myself too hard at work, a real physical job. And maybe it's just some muscle twitch. I'm getting older. Maybe it's just a weird muscle twitch. And it was definitely a muscle twitch. It was my heart that was causing that. That's what I was feeling. I was feeling my heart flop. And the electrical signal in my heart, not quite right. And caffeine definitely was not helping that situation at all. It was making it way worse. And ended up, because of it all, having a massive heart attack. And getting the honor and privilege to be the youngest cardiac patient they had on the floor that day. I was there for a little while, and I was the youngest patient on the floor. And I'm like, I'm on the floor of people that had, like, open heart surgery and just, like, the elderly. Of, like, not that they need, not that the elderly, this sounds messed up. Hang on, back up. Not that, like, the elderly need to be there, but, you know, like, people you would more picture being in cardiac situations. Of like, okay, you know, they had maybe a bypass done or something, right? Not, hey, dumbass in room two, freaking super overloaded himself on caffeine and caused his heart to stop. That's literally what was happening, is that my heart was done. And, the craziest part is we went to my wife's hospital because I was like, I'm not going to a hospital unless it's your hospital. And she's like, fine. And we passed a hospital on the way there. And I'm like, I'm not going to that one. I'm going to yours. I drove. I was like, I'm driving. You're not driving. I'm like, no, I am driving. And I drove for about a whole 3 feet before she took over because just I couldn't come to a full breath. Like, I could almost get to the top, and I was like, yeah, just, it's not working, guys. Like, I'm not quite getting there. And I walked into the hospital. I wasn't taking a wheelchair. I was very stubborn. I was very bullheaded about it. And it took me probably 3 minutes to get out. I think I'm having a heart attack to the reception guys, because I couldn't breathe. Like, it was bad. And when they hear heart attack, they get on you quicker than anything. My shirt was ripped off of me before I even knew what the hell was going on. And I was like, damn it, my Deadpool shirt. And they had me all hooked up to leads on the EKG, looking at my heart. And it was resting, like sitting there, was at 155 beats a minute. That is extremely high for anyone, any medical nerd out there. It was like, oh, damn, like, you got a problem, bro. And it wasn't the nice peaks and valleys that the chart's supposed to be. You know, you think of like, okay, you know, you look at your heart rhythm, it's nice peaks and valleys. Mine was all over the damn place. So they gave me, they like wheeled me back into observation and all this. And they gave me this medication, my IV, to slow my heart down, which made my heart go faster. That was awesome. My heart's like, yeah, no, you're not stopping me. Like, this train's going, baby. No brakes. Full tilt downhill. At the peak of it, I was 200 beats a minute. I went to, like, I felt like I had to use the bathroom. And I told my wife, like, hey, you know, I think I have to, you know, number one here. And she goes, okay. And I'm like, I don't have the function to, like, help myself. And that's when I was like, oh, crap. And I could feel, like, literally my legs, which normally my feet and my hands are cold, but I could feel all of my legs and all of my arms, like, the whole length of my legs and my arms, go ice cold when I stood up, because my body is trying to keep the center core supported. And that's what happens. Like, that's the first stage of death. And they explained that to me later. Like, yeah, that's the first stage of, like, you dying, of your arms and your legs just go completely ice cold. And they're like, that's your body pulling all the blood flow to try and keep the main support system online. And I'm like, oh, God. They're like, yeah, you standing up to use the bathroom was causing you to die. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, holy crap. Like, I was 200 beats a minute. I was watching the room black out. And I literally looked at my wife, and she didn't seem, like, horribly panicked. I don't know if she was just playing it cool or if she wasn't really panicked, but I looked at her, and I grabbed her hand. I grabbed her hand. And freaking told her, I go, hey, everything I got in, like, my crypto and all this stuff, like, here is how to do it. All you have to do is push here to sell it all. I go, if I don't come out of this, off it all. Have a good life. Like, I was saying my goodbyes because I was convinced that I was done. And the really, like, the most screwed up part of all of this, this whole story, is I've felt this way before. Like, not to the point that, like, my arms and legs completely went ice cold, but, like, this flopping around, like, real bad in my chest, and I'd go to sleep, and I'd wake up, and it'd be gone. So I contributed to a muscle spasm, and it was literally my heart telling me, hey, stupid, you have a problem. You are having little mini heart attacks. And I told the cardiologist and I was like, hey, for years I've been feeling this. He goes, yeah, you were having a little mini heart attacks. Like, what the hell? And I'm like, but my arm, you know, my, like, they typically tell you, oh, your arm cramps up real bad. And, you know, you get, like, shooting pains. I didn't have that. Like, my chest felt really weird. I couldn't get a full breath. But I'm like, it's not a heart attack. Like, it's not a heart. And they're like, you're having a really bad one. Like, a lot of people don't pull out of this one, dude. And I remember telling my wife, because my wife was like, you need to go to hospital. And I was like, I don't want to go to hospital. And my daughter's like, you know, I know we joke around a lot. She goes, but you need to go. I was getting back in bed. I'm like, I'm just tired. I'm overworked. I was getting back in bed. And I asked the cardiologist that, the one that got, like, everything right. And he's like, all right, you're good. But unfortunately, you're going to have AFib for the rest of your life, and you're going to have to deal with it. Which I keep very close tabs on that, because I'm like, I'm in second half. Like, coming out of this, I'm like, ah, dude, that was halftime. Like, dude, I got lucky. That's halftime. Most guys in my family, especially on my dad's side of the family, die early. They're lucky if they hit 40. So I'm like, ooh, getting ready, you know. So I'm definitely like, I'm hitting halftime. It put a lot of things in perspective for me. A lot of things I was taking for granted. And the cardiologist goes, you know, I asked him, I go, hey, you know, all this was going on. I was getting ready to take a nap. Like, I was getting ready to go to bed. He goes, oh, you were getting ready to take a nap, all right. He's like, it's going to be permanap. He goes, if you wouldn't have came in when you did, he goes, if you would have went to bed and just blew everyone off and went to bed and went to sleep, that was it. He goes, you would not be here right now. And I'm like, wow. Like, that's how close. And I hate going to doctors. I hate going to hospitals. I can't stand it. And that's how close I was to death. Like, I was on the doorstep and rang the doorbell and no one answered, thank God. But wow, like, it was intense. It was intense for a while. And then, of course, I go back to work way too soon and push myself and just exhausted from it and all this, and ended up making a little shift. But now I'm there. I've been there for a couple years, and I'm just not happy. Like, there's something missing. There's no pursuit of anything. There's no pursuit of education, and that sucks. But I'm working on changing that. I'm working on changing this place if it's the last couple of things I do. It is what it is, but I was stumbling across. I was kind of cleaning out my device, and I was like, man, I forgot I got a podcast. Like, you know what? I miss doing it. I miss having that. I miss having that, just that out, that just, it's kind of like a therapy session for me almost. And got another guy at work that him and a buddy are starting a racing podcast. Like, there's a group of us at work that are really into F1. Like, F1 is just, it's beautiful. Just like, if you actually know the technology and like everything the drivers go through and are doing during the race, which is insane to think they're doing anything other focusing than driving and how fast they drive. Him and a buddy are this weekend recording their first episode for their podcast. So I was like, got talking with him and I was like, yeah, man, I got a podcast, but I haven't recorded anything since September 21. And he's like, oh, you should get back into it. And I've been like, man, I've been coming home playing video games and jamming on Helldivers 2 and now Mud Runner Expeditions, or Expeditions, a Mud Runner game, is an early release, so I'll probably end up downloading that tonight and playing that for a little while. But man, like, I look forward to coming back to this show. I look forward to having this thing rolling and just having fun. I think that is the biggest thing now that I'm like, all right, you know, I'm getting a little bit of energy. I'm finally getting back into the gym and doing that. And being safe about it, like, that's the biggest part. But man, like, having that experience really, for lack of a better term, put the fear of God into me. Before, I was like, I'm invincible, I got time. And then I was like, hey, like, you might not come out of the hospital, bro. And I was like, I remember literally, this sounds so stupid. I remember laying in the hospital bed and not able to sleep because of all the adrenaline just dumping and my body trying to keep me alive. And I remember just, I don't know if it was sleep deprivation or what, but I remember laying there, not being able to do anything for myself. They would not let me out of bed to do anything. And being like, all right, not a very religious person. I don't go to church. But I remember just being there like, you know, I don't do this often, but hey, you know, whoever can hear me out there, just let me get through this. Let me, you know, like, I don't want to leave my daughter and I don't want to leave my wife. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to them that I made horrible mistakes with my body and what I'm putting into my body. And, you know, I need a second half here. And, like, that was, like, my heart attack was, like, right after I lost my stepdad to cancer. And, my best friend lost his mom. And I remember laying there in bed. And, again, I don't know if it was a sleep deprivation or not. But I remember having a conversation with him of like, hey, it's not your time yet. Like, you need to make some changes because look at what you are going to leave behind. If you don't make changes, you're leaving early. And the way that it was, I remember it being put to me was like, if you don't make changes now, if you don't do what you're told now and follow it, you're going to leave early and you're going to miss out on so much. And I'm like, man, there's still so much I want to do. So it's like going to concerts, taking vacations, making time, telling work to go kick rocks. And like, you know what? Work is work. Work can stay there, but I'm going away on a vacation. I'm going here. I'm spending the weekend with my family. I'm doing this. I'm taking a 4-day weekend to spend with my family. And just like all these things. And the marriage was kind of a little rocky there for a little while. And like making that better, trying to be a better husband, a better father, a better friend. And I'm working on it. Like, I'm still growing into it, but I'm working on it. And I don't know, like, maybe this is a therapy session, but that's the nitty gritty of it. It's kind of the Cliff Notes version, but anyways, I'm going to get out of here and get this uploaded and go see what's going on with the family. I'm pretty sure they're sleeping right now, but it's super late. It's like midnight at the time of recording this, but yeah, I'm back. I just got to figure out a schedule that works and go from there. But man, I've missed you guys so much. Don't know if you guys miss me, but I've definitely missed you guys so freaking much.